Hey there, listeners, Sam here. Before we get to this week's show, a quick note. This season of the show is supported by a Kickstarter that made possible a major upgrade in software, recording equipment, and reach. Here is what one supporter, Christina Heeshan, who, full disclosure, is also a personal friend of mine, had to say about why she contributed.
I'm Christina, and I support the Music Post because it's fun and beautiful to listen to you, and I get it, even though I'm not a musician. And because I've loved sharing it with friends and family on road trips.
Thank you, Christina. I also want to give a personal shout out to Doug Shaker, who not only contributed to the Kickstarter, but has also supported various other artistic endeavors of mine. And he was great about bugging me to finish up and release these episodes too. So thank you, Doug. Here is this week's show. Hello and welcome to the Music Post. I'm Sam Post, and today we have a very special guest here, a phenomenal musician, cellist, composer, vocalist, and songwriter. I'll have to ask her if I said those in the right order. Her name is Ariel Friedman. I've known her since we were 15, which was more years ago than I'd care to divulge at this point, but we were fellow campers at a camp called Kinhaven, which you may recall hearing about if you listened to episode 20, 21. One of those, it's not important. And no, they don't pay me to talk about them repeatedly, but yes, the camp left quite a mark on me, musically and life-wise as well. So it's making a comeback on the Music Post here in episode 22, and probably not for the last time either. Ari and I have never lived in the same place, but we've kept in close touch through the dozens to hundreds of years since we went to camp, and we recently finally played together for the first time since then, a few shows in Boston and New York City. So today you're going to hear this incredible song of hers that she sings as she accompanies herself on the cello that she played in those concerts. You're going to hear snippets of two songs that she plays and sings with her sister in their group, the latter of which served as inspiration for a piano piece that I wrote and that you'll hear as well. It's going to be fun, so stay with me. So now Ari's going to sing and play a piece that she wrote for cello and voice. So here's a snippet from a Group Muse house concert that Ari and I played recently in Brooklyn. I introduce her song because I do rather enjoy gushing about it, though at the same time it's hard to find the right words to express my deep admiration, so you will hear me struggle a bit.
If you don't know much about Ari, she plays in a series of folk bands as well.
Just the one. Lately.
Just the one. With her sister called Ari and Mia. You should definitely check it out. They are amazing. And I think, you know, this song is a perfect, unique combination of her talents, both as a classical cellist and her inspiration and experience as a classical cellist and as a folk writer, songwriter. It has this great mix of the traditional kind of folky harmony thing with very idiomatic cello, classical things, and it's just really awesome. It's called Over and Over.
Now, just to prime you for two things to listen for in this song, though you've already been primed a little hearing it at the beginning of the show, the first is these dissonant, provocative major seventh intervals that are a recurring theme. You'll hear again at the beginning this relatively consonant interval become this seventh. And then just a bit later, there it is again, that dissonant seventh. Ooh, it's so beautiful. And the second is to listen for how the changing cello figures in the accompaniment really color the otherwise repetitive structure and nature of the song quite wonderfully, I might add. Here it is.
Misplaced you, have you disappeared?
Are there still moments when you feel me there? Reach out and touch, it's empty and
so good, and I hope the slight uptick in the ambient noise there at the end did not distract you from the wonderful ending to the song, in particular the final interval, which was, yes, you guessed it, a major seventh. Now, though we were obviously in the same location for a few days playing together, and talking to Ari for this episode was on my agenda, I got really sick on our free day and slept the entire time, so we caught up on the phone instead. And of course, I encourage you to listen back to the song again after you hear what she has to say about it. So I have Ari on the phone with me. Ari, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
So I've talked on this show about how, you know, I don't even like the term classical. I don't think it's well defined. I don't think it describes music so well. And this song certainly, I believe, defies categorization, and but I'm wondering what you think about that, especially, you know, regarding this song, but perhaps more generally, if you'd like to philosophize as well.
I agree with you about not liking the term classical music, and I feel similarly about the word folk music. As you may have already mentioned, that's a big part of my life, is playing what we call folk music with my sister Mia, but over and over I find that that word really does not accurately describe what I do and really what many of my colleagues do playing that sort of music as well. I mean, by definition, folk music is passed down, and it's usually anonymous writers passed down through generations orally. They're singable. They're, you know, you sing them together as a community, or you play them on your fiddle together. And as you heard in that song, that's not necessarily something you'd like to sing around a campfire. but I don't like the word folk music, but it definitely comes from the tradition of writing songs. So in that way, it is heavily influenced by that tradition and by writing like simpler kind of line with a verse and a chorus, so that is there. And then I would just say that, like, being a person who's interested in all sorts of genres and discovering new sounds, I am heavily influenced by Charles Ives and another composer who's living today named Caroline Shaw, among others, but those are probably two of my top favorites at the moment. So that sort of influence definitely sneaks in there. So, I mean, I also hate the word crossover, and I think it's widely used, and it's also, I feel like the word itself is negated just because pretty much 90% of all music in 2017 is a mixture of influences, so it's hardly descriptive.
Right. Well, I would say probably 90% of all music, or even 99% of all music ever, is a mixture of influences, so the word kind of has no meaning from the start.
Good point. Agreed.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, throw out for the listeners who may not be as familiar with the tendencies of these different styles and traditions. Like I mentioned already, there's a lot of interesting, for me, dissonances in that song that would be atypical in a traditional folk music setting, especially those sevenths that I played earlier. Wouldn't you agree?
I would.
Awesome. And there's one, you know, there's one moment that I also want to point out, which again is a very cool but unusual harmonic change. And you can tell me if I'm going to play it right on the piano. I'm going to put the phone down for a second and just play it because it's really cool. And then it goes on like that. Okay, let's actually just pause and hear that in the song again. Why not? Really awesome. I love that moment so much. It has these chords that we normally don't go together, but at the same time, you work them in so seamlessly and beautifully, I think.
Thank you.
So as I mentioned, one of your many musical endeavors is playing with your sister Mia in this band creatively named Ari and Mia. Tell us how that started and how you came up with such a brilliant name.
I'm not going to answer the second question because it's
sorry, that was a low blow.
I will say that coming up with a good band name is possibly one of the hardest things on this planet to do. So we decided to just play it safe. We couldn't find anything that really spoke to us, and figured our names were better than something like, no, I can't even think of an example because they're just all so bad. We got started when I was just going away to college for the first time in 2004. Mia had been playing fiddle for a long time, meaning fiddle music, not classical music. And I was still just playing classical cello, and various family members convinced me to go to a fiddle camp, meaning a week in the woods learning tunes by ear. And so I did. And I really enjoyed it, and from then on, Mia and I decided we would play this music together. So we would rehearse when she came to visit and when I was home, and eventually our sound morphed from playing kind of Celtic fiddle music to more American old-time fiddle music to singing to writing our own songs.
Well, I'm so glad that, obviously, that Ari and Mia got started. And you call yourselves a folk band. Like we already said, that is somewhat of a problematic term. You guys write most of your own songs now, and I'd say you play the traditional sound in some of those songs absolutely brilliantly, And at the same time, there are some songs that step outside the usual harmonic framework here and there, little by little, I think, as well. And you do that extremely well, too. And just as a note, you know, crossover is really hot these days, especially, well, you can tell me about in the folk world, but certainly in modern contemporary classical world, everyone is talking about pushing boundaries and combining styles and things like that. But obviously that's not what makes or breaks the music, because you can do it extremely well and in a way that makes stylistic sense, and you can do it really badly. And obviously for me, Ari and Mia do it fantastically, and you do it incredibly well too, whereas other people are not quite as successful, I'd say.
I mean, just to speak to that, I think it depends on your motive. You know, I think for me, when I hear bands who are playing, quote, crossover music, because they really want to fuse the sounds of, you know, say, Irish music and punk rock, to me, that's not as motivating as composing something because that's just what you heard in your head when you were
writing
it.
You mean like a forced crossover versus an organic situation.
Right, and not to say a forced crossover can't work. You know, like, there are plenty of Irish punk bands that I'm sure are wonderful. I don't personally enjoy that kind of music, but many, many do. But for me, the motivation is really, like, what are you trying to say with the music? What sounds are you hearing organically? And to me, if you're writing from that place, you have a much higher chance of success.
And speaking of very organic crossover, I think the title song from Ari and Mia's latest album, Out of Stone, was written by you. And it is also quite haunting, if I may, but mainly just a wonderful mix. I want everyone to hear first this brief snippet from a piece way back from the Annals of Music History, followed by a clip from the song so they can get a sense of how it mixes these things. Okay, so what you heard again first was a Bach chorale from one of Bach's cantatas. Pop quiz, Ari, can you even name the chorale that you used in your own song?
I mean, I know English title because that's one of the pieces that we have singing at Kinhaven.
That's true. So,
but it's not the correct German title. It's called "With Grateful Hearts We All Have Met."
Indeed, I do. How did you know? The German chorale is Christlag in Todesbanden, BWV, from the cantata BWV 4 by Bach. And like Ari said, so one of the traditions at Kinhaven, in addition to playing lots of music on our instruments, we all sang together, and there were a sort of choice select set of Bach chorales and Renaissance madrigals that we would sing. So this was one of the chorales. So it's a bit Kinhaven inspired, right?
Sure is.
Yeah. How did you have the idea to, you know, do this unconventional mashup?
Well, a lot of the pieces I write are inspired by existing pieces or poems. And this was always my favorite piece that we would sing at Kinhaven when I was 13, 14, and 15. And as Sam was saying, we had the tradition of singing madrigals and Bach chorales. He didn't mention that we would learn them in the mornings, and then every night we would gather around this tall bell
structure.
And what?
Yeah, it sounds very strange, I'm sure, but yes, that is exactly what happens.
So that just creates the magic. So we'd all stand around with our arms around each other, and we'd sing in four-part harmony, you know, all 100 of us campers. And then a counselor would ring the bell about 15 minutes later, and then we all go around hugging each other goodnight. It was really a supreme experience and very formative. And so that was always my favorite song that we would sing. And all these years later, I remember it and wanted to find the sheet music so that I could sing it again and have it in my life. And I would look for it all the time, like at youth bookstores, music stores, and I never could find it. And one day I was at a store in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, playing some shows out there with Mia. We had some time. We were in this bookstore. They had a music section, and I found a whole bunch of Bach chorales, and I was looking through them, and I found this one book, and I was like, maybe it's in here, and I looked through it, and I didn't see it, but I was like, well, I'm just going to give it anyway, because it's beautiful, and there's some other things in here that I love. So I bought it, I took it home, a few days later, I was looking through it, and it actually was in that book.
You know that you could have probably emailed me, and I would have sent it back, like, right away, right?
Well, yeah, but my story is so much more
romantic, and yes, it's true. The magic of finding it in a used bookstore cannot be underestimated.
That's true. So then I wanted to use it, because when I love something that much, it's one of my favorite things to do, to turn it into something new that I can kind of claim ownership over. So I put it into the song.
Yes, and speaking of that very process, the first song on the album is called Dusk, and it is also a really great song. It turns out, written not by you, but written by your sister.
Yep.
And so similarly to the way the Bach inspired you to write the song Out of Stone, this song became an inspiration for me. I wrote a piece where the middle section is very much inspired by this song, Dusk. So I'm going to play now for everyone a snippet from the song, which is amazing. And this time it's your sister Mia singing. And then I'm going to play a snippet from the middle section to this piece that I wrote, so everyone can hear where it comes from. So let's do that. Actually, before we do that, jumping in here again to make sure you appreciate the harmonic changes you're about to experience in this song. Call me the harmonic appreciation police if you want to, that's okay. At the end of this clip, you're going to hear something like this. All pretty typical so far, until we get to a nice moment of uplift before it slides back down to this pretty dark place, I think.
Won't you crawl through my window on lightsaber arms? Nestle. Silver in the moonlight and gold in the sun.
Okay, so you just heard a snippet from another Ari and Mia song called Dusk, and then the middle of a piece that I wrote, and hopefully you heard the, you know, the borrowing there. So I call that piece Dusk Rag, and it's obviously dedicated to Ari and Mia. And it's an awesome song, and I think, you know, it fits perfectly well into this piece that you're going to hear in a minute as well from our recent concerts, too. But before I do that, I want to ask Ari about the other stuff you have going on right now. You know, we talked a lot about Ari and Mia, but you're still obviously very active in the classical music world, too, not just with me. But you have some other projects going on. Will you just tell us about that in case anyone's listening in Boston and wants to, you know, see you, keep in touch, etc.?
Sure. Yes, I'm in a string quartet called Cardamom Quartet, which I started in 2013, I believe. And right now we have we're just putting programming together for the next year of concerts exclusively by women composers, especially focusing on intersectionality of women all across the ages from the 11th century to right now. So we're really excited about that. And I think our first concert of in that vein will be in June. So you can stay tuned and check my website or Sam's. I'm sure we can keep you in the know about that. And I've also just written a piece for string orchestra being premiered on March 18th in Watertown, Massachusetts, by Palaver Strings, which is a really wonderful group of like a very small string chamber orchestra who is contributing beautiful things to the community. And so this concert has a bunch of new works on it, including one of mine about this new piece of mine is something to do with this crazy political climate we're in and grappling with some bigger questions, and it'll also feature my string quartet. So it's an exciting collaboration.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you are in the Boston area, you should definitely check out arielfriedmanmusic.com. Is that right? Confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to Dusk Rag, which again, dedicated to Ari and Mia, inspired by Ari and Mia. And that's going to be our show. Thanks so much, Ari, for talking to me, for playing with me the last few days. Sorry for, you know, spreading my germs all over your humble abode. But sounds like you're doing okay.
It was worth it, Sam. It was great to play with you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome. Okay. Bye, Ari.
Thank you.
That's the show for today. Thanks so much for listening. Find out more about the show at facebook.com/sampostpiano or reach me at samueljpost@gmail.com. I think most people come to this show by way of a love for or interest in classical music, however you wish to define it, but if I haven't made this abundantly clear already, you should do yourself a favor, whatever type of music you typically listen to, go to ariandmiamusic.com. You can find them also on Spotify, CD Baby, and Facebook too. Follow them, buy their albums, see them live if you have a chance. They are amazing.
Thank you so much, as always. You're the bomb.
Wait, is this like, are you doing like a spiel right now, or is this like just us talking?
This is just us talking.
Okay. No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to redo this.
Catch you next time on the Music Post.
Not enough to see by. They're the kind who'll shake the town, rip the jewels off of their crown. But by this time tomorrow, they say goodbye.